Joanne Joseph.
Joanne Joseph on 702.
For the Curious.
On 92.7 and 106 FM.
Right, the other big story that we've been following over the course of the day is Solim Simanga's resignation as the Tshwane mayor. And he is joining us on the line now. Solim Simanga, thank you very much for your time this evening. I was going to call you mayor, but as of the middle of February, you won't be holding that title anymore. What was the main reason for your departure from this post?
Brian, good afternoon, and good afternoon to the listeners at home. When you would know that last year when I was selected to be the premier candidate, and Gauteng being the battlefield, the biggest battlefield that the DA is going to be engaging a decision had been taken to say, look, we are going to be pumping so much resources. We've even relocated head office from Cape Town to here. We've shown our commitment in terms of resources, in terms of the manpower that we want to put, because we are convinced that Gauteng can be won by the DA. And therefore, we need you to now consider, taking on the campaign on a full-time basis so that we can get the message across. And, I had to apply my mind, to this. And, the party has shown confidence in me. And therefore, I need to then reciprocate that by ensuring that I'm giving it my best shot.
All right, that's fair enough. But we've had some good reports from some of our listeners about the work you've done in that municipality. Are you not just abandoning them by walking out of this position before your term is over?
No, Joanne, not at all. One of the things that I've picked up while in there is that there needs to be a better coordination between local government and the provincial government. And one of those things that really broke my heart when we were doing the rounds, when I was embarking on my listening tour, and I think I spoke to you at some point when I was busy with my listening tour, is that, the ailing and failing municipalities are struggling and will continue to struggle until such time as province is able to assist them, not just pump money into the municipality through the provincial treasury, but ensuring that, we also are capacitating and coordinating our efforts to ensure that, municipalities are functioning the way they're supposed to be functioning. That is the only way we will be able to speed up service delivery, even in the municipalities. So I'm not abandoning the people of Tshwane. In fact, when we win the province, I think the people of Tshwane will be the biggest winners, because then at the end of the day, they will have a municipality which will also be under the province, the province led by the DA, which will then mean that there is better coordination between the provincial government and the local sphere, which will then mean better services and better allocation of resources.
I'm wondering about the issue of continuity here, because the DA took over four of these municipalities in 2016. It was you, it was Herman Mashaba, it was Patricia de Lille and Athol Trollope. We know how Athol Trollope lost his position. But wouldn't you say this has caused a serious lack of continuity in your service delivery in those municipalities?
Not at all, ma'am. Remember, part of the reason why my resignation is actually happening not immediately, but it's going to happen in February, is that the DA is now embarking on ensuring that there is a replacement for me in that municipality, a DA candidate who is going to take over the municipality. So the only person that is changing is me. So the MNCs, the chairpersons of portfolios, everything else remains the same. Solim Simanga is just not going to be there. The policies of the DA and that of our coalition partners will remain intact, to ensure that we are able to then deliver to the people. So basically the only thing that is going to change in the setup is Solim Simanga. But that, as it may be, Joanne, there's going to be a rather smooth transition that, I'm not resigning immediately as the party is still looking for a candidate to fill in the position. I'm staying on to ensure that at the very last minute, when there is a transition and it's taking place, I'm able to then go and concentrate on the campaign. So the people of Tshwane are not abandoned in any way whatsoever.
Let me talk about the campaign for a moment. I mean, perhaps the most recent development is this issue of the DA billboard. And many people would say, as some of our listeners said on the show yesterday, that this has just been an example of the DA's tone deafness to what ordinary people feel on the ground. How are you going to deal with that issue as a man who is leading the DA charge in this election, in this region?
Joanne, that is something that I don't think that any of us can be tone deaf on. If anybody knows me in the city, would know that I've led by listening to people. I've led by ensuring that I'm also, responsive to people's issues. And this is one of the things that is coming to the fore to say the families are feeling aggrieved about this, and I'm not going to be tone deaf about it. This is something that the party and the families will need to engage, each other on. But one thing that I must say, Joanne, is that this has also, brought some truth home, and it's in the face of those people that could have done a whole lot better to avoid certain things from happening, the certain incidences from happening, and we need to be also reminded of that. At the same time, we need to then say, how do we engage with the families to hear their cries and to also, hear their point of view and address the matter from there. So I'm not in any way, going to then say, well, it is what it is. But we are going to engage with the families and try to find each other on this matter.
Your term, of course, wasn't without its own issues. I mean, there were some issues of people who should not have been employed, didn't have the right qualifications. There were allegations of corruption during your term. Tell me, how do you assess your own term as a mayor in Tshwane?
Well, thank you very much for that, Joanne. There's always going to be challenges. You would remember we inherited a municipality that was technically, in the red and very bankrupt. 2 billion rand in the red. We have managed to turn that around. We didn't have any kind of reserves as per regulation. We are now sitting with over a month and a half reserves that are sitting there. We have set ourselves a target of 10 billion rand that we needed to attract in terms of investment. We are well on our way on achieving that. We have set, TID has now attracted over 3.8 billion rand, and we are also now looking at ensuring that the 15 new projects that are underway are going to ensure that thousands of jobs are created in the city. We've done away with a crony system where people were hired under the EPWP, in a manner that was unfair, and we've ensured that more than 120,000 people are registered on our database, and we have more than 16,000 people that have now benefited from there. I've said that I'm not in this to serve myself. We've set the Merrill House, and we are now ensuring that 40 families are going to benefit and have a decent home over their head.
All right. Let's leave it there. Thank you so much for speaking to us. Solim Simanga, the Tshwane mayor, who has announced his resignation.